Hallelujah, may peace be with every one of you.
Hallelujah, 愿大家平安。
This afternoon, by the help of God, we would like to continue the morning topic, Keys to Blessing, Ten Commandment Number Two.
今天下午我们要继续来谈到蒙福之道十诫第二讲。
We all like to receive blessing.
我们都很喜欢领受福气。
But how can we receive blessing from God?
可是我们要如何能够得到从神而来的福气呢？
The key to receive blessing is to obey Him and keep His commandment.
秘诀就在于我们能够遵守神的道。
That includes two kinds of blessing.
那包含两种福气。
One is the blessing of this life.
一种是今生的福气。
And secondly, if we keep the commandment, we will have eternal life.
第二个就是如果我们遵守神的道我们就可以得到来世的福气
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19
我们一起来翻到马太福音第十九章
Verse 17
十九章第十七节
Matthew chapter 19 verse 17
马太福音第十九章十七节
Let's read
耶稣对他说你为什么以善事问我呢只有一位是善的你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。
Okay, pay attention here. There's somebody trying to ask Jesus about eternal life.
我们来看看这里，有一个人特别来问主耶稣，我要如何进入永生
？Verse 16. This is a rich man. He was a very successful person.
在第十六节就提到有一个很成功的人。
He want to ask Jesus, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
他问耶稣说：“夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生
？”Because we know this life is very short.
因为我们知道今生是很短暂的。
However, after we finish this life, we have eternal life waiting for us.
在我们结束今生之后，有永生在等着我们。
How can we inherit eternal life?
那我们要如何进入永生呢
？Jesus said, "If you want to enter life, you have to keep the commandment."
耶稣说：“你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。”
So this is the key to receive blessing.
所以这就是秘诀。
Yes, in the future, if you want to enter the kingdom of God, in this life, you have to keep the Ten Commandments.
是的，如果你以后想要进入神的永生，在今生你就必须遵守神的诫命。
Yes, even after you believe in Jesus.
是的，就算你已经相信耶稣了
，we still have to keep the Ten Commandments.
你还是要继续遵守十诫。
But not only that eternal life, but even this life will receive blessing.
那不只在永生，我们可以得到福气，在今生我们也可以得到福气。
So this morning we talk about the first four commandments.
所以今天早上我们已经提到十诫里面的四诫。
How do we build relationship with God?
我们要如何与神建立关系
？Now we're going to talk about the rest of the six.
现在我们要来谈剩下的六诫。
How can we maintain a good relationship between fellow human beings?
我们要去如何维持人与人之间的关系
？If we all obey the Ten Commandments, this world is very become a very harmonious world.
如果我们每一个人都遵守了这十条诫命的话，这个世界上会非常的和平与美好。
But of course, obviously, sin entered the world that a lot of people even don't care or don't know what is Ten Commandments.
不过我们都知道，当罪进入世界之后，很多人都不知道，也不会来遵守十诫。
However, we are the children of God.
不过我们是神的孩子。
We always have to live in the commandment of God and to practice it.
我们就应该每天都过着遵守十诫的生活
And then God will bless us.
这样神就会大大降福于我们
You will have a happy life.
你会有一个很美满的人生
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5.
我们来翻开生命记第五章
Deuteronomy chapter 5.
生命记第五章
Verse 16.
第十六节
Deuteronomy 5:16.
生命记五章十六节
Let's read.
当照耶和华你神所吩咐的孝敬父母，使你得福，并使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
Here is the fifth commandment.
这是第五诫。
Starting from fifth commandment, talk about relationship with human being.
从第五诫开始就谈到人与人之间的关系。
We know we live in this world. No one is isolated, live by himself.
我们知道在这个世界上活着，没有人是单独生活的。
We all related to other people.
我们都与人有关系。
Now, who is closest to you in among of all relationship?
那么在所有的关系当中，谁与你是最亲近的呢
？Of course, before you get married, before you form your own family.
当然，在你结婚之前，建立自己的家庭之前
，the person who is closest to you is your parents.
与你最亲近的人应该是你的父母亲
Because your parents give birth to you.
因为你父母生你
Without your parents, you are not even here today.
如果没有你的父母，你今天不会存在
Right? We don't have chance to choose our parent.
当然，我们没有任何的选择的权利
Of course, not all the parents are very good or very reasonable.
当然，并不是全天下的父母都是那么的和善美好的。
Parents have their own problems.
父母有自己的问题。
Sometimes parents make mistakes too.
父母也会犯错。
But even they make mistakes, that doesn't change the fact that they are your parents.
那就算他们犯错，可是也不能不能否认的，他们就是你的父母。
So the Bible tells us among all the relationship, what you need to do first is look at how you maintain your relationship with your parents.
所以圣经告诉我们，在我们要维持与人的关系之前，我们要先来回顾一下我们与父母的关系。
And the Bible gives us one instruction.
那圣经告诉我们一个原则。
Here the Bible says is to honor your parents.
圣经告诉我们孝敬父母。
Honor means in terms of attitude, your attitude, your respect is the basic that God demand or request of you.
就是神要我们对父母的基本态度，就是我们要尊敬他。
And then if you do this, Bible said God will bless you.
如果我们这样做到了，神就会使我得福。
And then this blessing can continue many dimensions, many different ways.
那这个得福呢，也可以有很多的角度。
And of course,You know, God will bless you. You enjoy your days, long days, even in your life.
这里提到神会赐你在地上得以长久。
Now, look at this. Bible never command us or instruct us that you have to love your children.
我们来看看圣经从来没有告诉我们要爱我们的孩子。
Why the Bible do not specify this?
为什么圣经没有特别提到呢？
Because loving your own children is very natural.
因为爱自己的孩子是人的天性。
You don't even have to be taught.Train to love your children.
你并不需要被训练来爱你的孩子。
When you have children, biologically, if it's from you,
当你生了孩子之后
automatically you love them more than yourself.
自然你就会爱孩子胜过你自己。
This is very natural.
这是很自然的事。
Especially mother, mother, you love your child more than yourself.
特别是母亲。
That is God allowed this mechanism, this psychology in our brain so that we can raise our next generation.
这是神特别放在人脑子里面的设计，就是当我们繁衍下一代之后，我们会很自然的去爱他们。
So God did not have to instruct us to love your children.
所以神没有特别告诉我们你必须爱你的孩子。
God also did not say honor your children.
神也没有说要尊敬你的孩子。
However, nowadays a lot of people they overly respect, overly honor their children more than their parents.
不过现在有很多的父母亲都是这样，尊敬自己的孩子过于自己的父母。
In the past, people have a lot of children.
以前的人有很多的孩子。
Wow, six, eight, ten children.
六个、八个、十个。
Wow, sometimes they even forget the name of the children.
有时候甚至会忘记这个叫什么名字。
There was one time I was in Africa.
有一次我在非洲。
There was a brother having eight children.
有一个弟兄他有八个孩子。
And then the big one already like 18 years old, but he's holding a baby.
当他手上抱着一个宝宝的时候，其实他的大儿子已经十八岁了。
Almost eight children. This is the youngest one.
那抱在手上就是最小的。
And so many children running around.
那有很多孩子跑来跑去。
I asked him, what is the name of this one?
我问他说这个叫什么名字。
He said, I forgot, ask my wife.
他说我忘了，问我太太吧。
Right, so many children, sometimes we don't even care what's the name.
他身为爸爸的可能很难记住。
When you have so many children, you just don't care them too much. You let them survive. If they don't survive, then too bad, nothing you can do, right?
当你有太多孩子的时候，你就是让他们能够吃饭，能够过日子就好了。
But nowadays the society we're having so little number of kids.
那现在的社会其实孩子越生越少。
Especially in China, right? In the past, there's official policy only one kid.
特别是在中国，以前有一胎政策。
Now, one kid, how many people love them?
那你想想看，一个孩子在这个家庭里有多少人爱他
？Mother, father love them. All they love go to them.
爸爸妈妈的。爸爸妈妈的爱都到这个孩子身上。
Grandpa, grandma from this side, grandpa, grandma from the other side.
还有两边的祖父母。
Oh, six people giving all their love to one kid.
所以有六个大人把他们所有的爱都给了这一个孩子。
Especially sometimes grandparents take care of the young children.
有的时候甚至是祖父母负责照顾这个孩子。
Wow, sometimes the young kids are very stubborn.
有时候这个小孩子是非常的顽固。
Sometimes they shout at their parents.
甚至他们会对父母大喊大叫，甚至是对自己的祖父母也这样。
In Vancouver, if you go to the playground or after school, the parent pick them up or the grandparent, you see this kind of things happen every day.
那如果是在温哥华，你去这个游乐场，你在下课的时候看到祖父母或父母来接孩子的时候
，grandparent picking the backpack and then running after like a servant, and then the kids running around don't even look back.
那 祖父母甚至帮自己的孙子背书包，然后孩子就往前面跑。
Oh, children is the king nowadays.
好像孩子就是那个国王一样。
People think that this is the way I love my children.
人会觉得说这是一个很自然的现象。
But the Bible did not tell us to do that.
可是圣经并不是这样教导我们。
The Bible did not say honor your children.
圣经没有说要尊敬你的孩子。
The Bible said honor your parents.
圣经教我们要孝敬父母。
You know, nowadays a lot of people ask the children, "What do you like to eat? Pizza or sushi or whatever?"
现在很多父母会问孩子，今天晚上你想吃什么？要披萨还是寿司
no, ？You should not ask them.
你不应该问他们的。
You don't eat, it's okay.
你不吃就算了。
Oh, grandma, grandpa, what do you want to eat?
我们应该问自己的父母，
you choose, don't let children choose.
是祖父母来选择，而不是小孙子。
You have the big chicken leg, don't give it to the children. Give it to your mother, your father.
如果你手上有一只鸡腿，你应该是给自己的父母，而不是给自己的孩子。
But nowadays, people respect children too much.
现在的日子，现在的时代就是我们已经尊敬孩子太多了。
But don't forget, Bible teaching never change.
不过不要忘记，圣经的教导从未改变。
If you respect your children more than your parents,
如果你尊敬自己的孩子多过你的父母
，In the future, they will not respect you.
未来他们也不会尊敬你。
Because they will just do what they will just copy what you do.
因为他们只会跟着你做。
They will love their children, they don't care about you.
他们一样会爱他们的孩子，他们不在乎你。
But today, if you are living with your parents, living with your children,
如果今天你是三代同堂，跟自己的父母还有孩子一起住的话，
if you want to have a better future,
如果你想要有一个更好的未来，
if in the future you want your life to be honorable, at least have some respect,
如果你想要未来在年老的时候有你的孩子来尊敬你，
you don't respect your children, but you show them how to respect your own parents.
你现在就不要尊敬孩子太多，你要教他们如何尊敬老人家。
Because this is Bible teaching.
因为这是圣经教导我们的。
This is not natural. You got to train. You got to train yourself. You got to train your children.
这是比较困难的，我们需要特别来学习训练。
So the Bible tells us honor our parents.
所以圣经告诉我们要孝敬父母。
But honor doesn't mean you do everything they tell you.
那孝敬也并不是说你完全顺从他们所说的每一句话。
Of course, when a child and a children is very young, you have to listen to parents and everything.
那当然，当孩子还小的时候，是必须完全听从父母的。
But of course, when you become an adult,
不过当孩子长大之后
，you have your own family, you have your own plan, you have your own thinking.
孩子已经有自己的家庭、自己的想法和观念。
But of course, even though sometimes you disagree with your parents,
有的时候跟父母的想法是不见相同的。
But you still have to respect them.
不过你还是要尊敬他们。
I want to listen to them.
能够来
listen to the advice, take it seriously, even though you're not listening 100%.
能够来听听他们的意见，当作参考。
And then put it into prayer.
也可以放入祷告里。
If what your parents said actually is according to the Bible or not against the Bible,
如果你父母给你的意见并没有与圣经相违背
，then you got to listen.
那你就应该要听。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
我们来翻开以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章
chapter 6 verse 1
第一节
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1
以弗所书第六章第一节，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Yes, here tell us to listen to our parent in the Lord.
这里提到要在主里听从父母。
As long as your parent give you the instruction, actually it's according to the Bible, actually you better listen.
如果在主里，父母讲的话是跟从圣经的，那我们就应该要听。
Because they have more experience than you.
因为他们比你更有经验。
And of course, if they are more spiritual, if they know the Bible, teach you according to the Bible, even though you don't like it, but you try to listen.
如果他们比你更属灵，他们是用圣经教导你，你就应该要听。
And of course, sometimes we have our own emotions.
当然，有时候我们也有自己的情绪。
But remember, honor your parent is the Ten Commandments.
不过要记得，孝敬父母是十诫里面的诫命。
And also we have to care about them.
当然，我们也要照顾他们。
For a lot of us, we don't live with our parents, or parents live far away in Asia. We have to call them. We have to show concern to them.
那在座的可能很多人没有跟父母同住，你的父母可能住在亚洲，那我们应该要常常打电话给他们。
This is the way to show our respect.
这个也是一个我们可以孝敬父母的方向。
And sometimes, of course, you provide financial support to them too regularly. This is what we need to do.
当然，如果我们可以固定拿钱给他们，支持他们的生活，这样也更好。
I know a pastor, my teacher was a senior pastor.
我有一个老师，他是一个年长的传道。
He told me.
他告诉我。
He told his children long before when they grow up.
他在孩子长大之后告诉他们。
Actually, when they were small, he kept telling them.
当他们还没长大，他就一直告诉他们。
You know, when you earn money, every month you have to bring me a certain amount.
当你赚钱之后，你每个月都要给我一些。
He lived in Germany at that time. He told them every month you have to give me 300 euro.
那时候他住在德国，他告诉他的孩子，每个月你要给我300欧元。
At that time, the children is only primary school.
那时候孩子还小。
But he keep telling them every month, always remind them, you have to give me money when you work.
可是他一直告诉他们，当你长大工作之后，你要给父母钱哦。
I ask him why you keep telling your children give them money in the future.
我问他说，你为什么一直这样告诉你的孩子呢？
He said you have to educate them.
他说你要教导他们。
If you don't educate them, they think that there's no obligation.
如果你没教导他们，他就觉得没这回事。
You have to teach them. You have obligation to give money to your parents after you have income.
他就说，你要告诉他们这是他们的本分，当他们赚钱之后，必须要给父母。
Okay, if you have income, 10% belongs to God.
当你赚到钱之后，十分之一是属于神的。
And I'm the parent, I represent God on take care of you, right? So give me 10%, 300 euro is not too much.
那另外的十分之一就是要给父母，因为你是我从小养大的。
God sent me to take care of you, right? So you give me 10%.
神让我来照顾你从小到大，所以你应该也要给我十分之一。
So in future you earn 3,000 euro, you give me 300, it's not too much.
所以以后你要是赚3000欧元，你给我300块也不多。
Now, parent, if your children give you money, don't say no.
那在座
say yes, yeah, more, welcome, thank you.
在座当父母的，如果你的孩子给你钱，请不要推辞。
Sometimes Asian parents the children give you money, no, I want to push back. No, just take.
有一些亚洲父母会很不好意思跟孩子拿钱。
Why you feel shy? You should take it.
你应该要收下，说谢谢。
When they are small, you keep telling them, give me money in the future.
当他们还小，你就要教育他们，以后等你长大赚钱要给父母钱。
They listen to them when they earn money, they know you don't have to ask. At that time, you don't have to ask.
那当他们真的长大赚钱了，他们自然就会给你。
But if you don't say it when they were young, they don't know what to do. They think that, I just do nothing.
那如果没有被教育的话，他们长大也不知道这个是他们的本分。
You know, nowadays, many youngsters, they earn money, but they don't even give parents, but they ask money parents from support.
现在还有很多人自己已经赚钱了，可是还跟父母要钱来买东买西。
They keep spending.
一直懂得只知道花钱。
They're running dry of the money.
他们把自己的钱都花光了。
Daddy, mommy, I want vacation with my friend. Can you subsidize me?
我想要跟我的朋友出去旅行，你可以赞助我一点吗？
How can you say this?
你怎么可以这样对父母说呢？
You should support your parents go to vacation, not your parents support you go vacation.
你应该要付钱让父母出去旅游，而不是他们为你这样做。
So this is something small. Of course, the parents they have their own money.
这是很小的事情，当然父母有他们自己的存款。
But if a children grown up, they know respect their parents, they love their parents know how to even love them even more, isn't it?
那当孩子长大，他们给父母这一点点的心意，那父母就会接收到，不是会给孩子更多吗？
So remember, if your parents still alive, you know, do this more, even more.
所以记得，如果你的父母还在世的话，请你这样做。
I just came from USA last week.
我上个礼拜才从美国回来。
I saw a young brother, just like 30-some years old.
我看见一个年轻的弟兄，大概30岁。
He's very honored his parents very much.
他对他的父母非常的好。
His father has a stroke few years ago.
他的父亲几年前中风。
The father lived in the USA with him alone. The mother in China because of the visa cannot come to USA.
那他跟他的父亲住在一起，那母亲是住在中国，因为签证的关系暂时过不来。
So the father has a stroke.
那父亲是中风的。
Wow, it's not easy to take care of the father.
那他自己没有办法，就是要照顾父亲其实很不容易。
But he still tries his very best.
可是他还是很努力。
Because of taking care of the father, he has to change job.
所以因为要照顾父亲，他甚至换了自己的工作。
Earn less, but he wants to take care of his father.
他想要赚少一点，可以多花一点时间来陪伴父亲。
So take a job that hours more flexible.
所以他就换了一个工作，那个时间是比较弹性的。
If he keep you working in the old job,After a few years, he could apply for a green card in the USA.
如果他继续在他本来的工作上面努力的话，可能过了几年，他就可以申请绿卡了。
Because the company can sponsor him.
因为公司是可以赞助他的。
But because of the take care of the father, he can give that up.
可是因为他想要照顾父亲，所以他就放弃了那个工作。
They were living in an apartment in Chinatown.
他们住在中国城里面。
Because there's a stair climbing up and down.
那因为小公寓里面是有 楼梯要走的。
Sometimes you have to carry his father.
他甚至有时候还要背着他的父亲。
But because of the father, his mobility is not limited.
那因为父亲行动不便。
So he spent more money to rent a bungalow so that his father can move freely.
所以他就花了更多的钱去租了一间平房，让父亲可以行动自如一点。
And then he cooked for his father.
他也为他父亲煮饭。
Wow, when I look at this, I say it's not easy.
当我看着这个，我就想，这是这多么不容易的事。
I ask him why you can do this.
我问他说，你如何有力量做这些事呢
？He said, "Well, he's my father. He took care of me when I was little."
他说他是我的父亲，从小就很照顾我。
Now he is sick. He need my care. I have to take care of him.
现在他生病了，他需要我的照顾，我也要这样做。
He is only 30 some years old. He haven't even get married.
他才三十几岁，而且他还没结婚。
The father is only 50 some years old. Have a stroke.
那父亲也才五十几岁就已经中风了。
But when I look at him, my heart was very touched.
可是当我看着他，我的心非常的感动。
Wow, yes, if a person honors a parent, God will bless.
是的，当一个人孝敬父母的话，神一定会大大赐福的。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy.
我们翻回来《生命记》。
Deuteronomy chapter 5.
生命记第五章。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17.
五章十七节，不可杀人。
Okay, this is the sixth commandment that thou shalt not kill.
这就是第六戒，不可杀人。
Now, that is to respect the right of life, the sovereignty of life.
这是一个态度，就是我们尊重生命。
Who has the power to give life?
谁有权力可以给生命呢
？God.
只有神。
Who has the power to take away life?
谁有权利可以夺走生命呢
？Also, only God.
也只有神。
Because God is the one who gives, God is the one who can take.
因为神是那一位给予的人，也是那一位可以拿走的人。
Even today we are sitting here, our life does not belong to ourselves.
就算今天我们坐在这里，我们的生命也不属于自己。
Our life is given to us by God.
我们的生命是神给的。
Yes, it's through your parents.
是的，是透过你父母给的。
But the source, the origin of life comes from God.
可是生命的源头在于神。
So only God can take away people's life and God can determine when then a person can pass away or die.
所以只有神能决定这个人能够活多久，什么时候要离开世界。
However, since human being committed sin, Adam and Eve committed sin.
不过当人犯罪了之后
Adam and Eve committed sin.
亚当夏娃犯罪。
Adam's son, Cain, killed Abel, his brother.
亚当的儿子该隐就杀了另外一个儿子亚伯。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
我们来看创世纪第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第四章。
Verse 8.
第八节。该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。
Now, this is not supposed to happen at all.
这是不应该发生的事情。
Why?
为什么
？Because the world is so big at that time.
因为当时候世界那么的大
，They don't have to fight for anything.
他们根本不需要为什么东西争吵。
And these two persons were so close; they are brothers by blood.
而且这两个人是亲兄弟。
Cain has no reason to kill his brother Abel.
该隐没有任何的理由可以杀他的弟弟亚伯。
And his brother did not even offend him.
而且亚伯甚至什么都没做。
Abel was a good guy. He worshipped God. He offered sacrifices to God, and God liked him.
亚伯是一个敬畏神的人，他甚至向神来献祭，而神很喜欢他。
But why did Cain kill him?
那为什么该隐要杀他呢
？Because of hatred.
因为他恨他。
You know, hatred can prompt us to do something unreasonable and unimaginable.
我们知道仇恨是可以让一个人失去理智的。
And where does hatred come from?
那到底仇恨是从哪里来的呢
？Hatred comes from jealousy sometimes.
仇恨很多时候是从嫉妒来的。
You really cannot stand that person, you really have a strong and negative feeling on that person.
你对一个人就是看不顺眼，就是很讨厌他。
At the end, you forget even you are his brother. You forget you are so close with him.
到一个地步，你甚至忘了他是你的亲兄弟。
So from then on, in this world, it's full of violence, full of killing.
所以从那时候开始，这个世界就充满了暴力，还有杀害。
And the odd thing is, even though we know that is bad, but actually people enjoy watching it. People enjoy seeing this happen.
当然我们知道这些是不好的事，可是很多人还是很喜欢看这种剧。
Look at a lot of movies, right? If it without shedding blood, people don't like to see.
我们看很多电影里面都有血腥的场面。
You know, sometimes whatever you're watching, like James Bond or Avenger or Rambo or whatever, you know, if you count it, how many people die in the movie? Sometimes it's hundreds of people were killed during just 1.5 hours.
我们看现在的电影里面，很多商业大片都是里面死很多人的。
And even recently, the very famous Netflix show, The Squid Game, a lot of people were killed. People enjoy watching the storyline.
最近很红的一部片也是这样，里面死了非常多的人。
But people enjoy watching it.
而且人们很享受这个过程。
Because deep down in our hearts, people sometimes we are driven by hatred or jealousy.
因为在我们的心里深处，常常是住着仇恨的。
Now, today we are children of God.
可是今天我们是神的儿女。
Sometimes it is unimaginable that we can go to use a knife to chop someone or kill someone.
有时候我们可能会想象我们可以拿着刀去把某人杀了。
Yeah, maybe we would not kill someone physically.
是的，我们是不会真正这样做的。
However, if we do not control our heart,
可是如果我们不控制自己的心，
then that is not totally impossible.
那就不是不可能的事了。
We have to look at our heart. Is there any hatred?In our heart.
我们要反省自己的心里面有没有住着一点点的仇恨呢？
Let's turn to Matthew.
我们来翻到马太福音。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 21.
我们来看21节。
Verse 21.
第21节。你们听见有吩咐古人的话说不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。
Verse 22.
二十二节，只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审断；凡骂弟兄是拉加的，难免公会的审断；凡骂弟兄是摩利的，难免地狱的火。
Now Jesus said, "Yes, in the Old Testament, yeah, thou shall not kill. This is very clear."
耶稣说了，在旧约不可杀人，这是非常明白的。
This is in Ten Commandments.
这是十诫里面的。
This talk about we do not commit murder, premeditated action of killing someone.
就是我们不可以有计谋的要去杀一个人。
However, Jesus wants to make this Ten Commandments even in the higher standard.
不过主耶稣要让这个诫命更升华。
Because we are the children of God.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Now Jesus said.
现在耶稣说了。
Now I tell you, verse 22.
第二十二节。
But I said to you, don't even show anger to someone because you'll be judged.
现在说向弟兄动怒的。难免受审断。
Wow, that we may offend it a lot of time.
这我们可能常常就这样做了。
Now when we are angry, it shows in our mouth.
当我们生气的时候，会从嘴巴里面出来。
Before you hit someone, before you get a knife or get a gun, usually show from your mouth first.
当你去拿刀拿枪之前，你会先用你的嘴巴去咒诅他。
You know, sometimes newspaper and in the road, there's some conflict or bump into something or road rage. They call it road rage, especially in the summertime when the weather is very hot.
可能在夏天的时候呢，在路上就会有一些人大动干。
Let's say they have a minor collision, and then people come down, and then start an argument.
可能是开车会有一些不小心的擦撞，下来就开始骂人。
And someone using a foul mouth, foul language, say something.
有些人会骂脏话。
And then the other person also swear back.
另外一边的人也骂回来。
And then they start fighting.
那就开始打架。
And of course, if they fight too hard, they can kill each other or somebody get killed.
可能打到后来就伤人，就杀人了。
So, hatred starts from the showing of hatred starts from your mouth, your language.
所以仇恨往往是从嘴巴开始的。
So, have you ever said something foul language or angry, throw a bad word to someone?
我们是否曾经说脏话或者是咒诅别人呢？
Here, look at what Jesus said.
那我们来看看耶稣怎么说。
He said, "If you're angry with your brother, if you say to your brother, 'Raka,'"
这里说凡骂弟兄是拉加的。
What does Raka mean?
什么是拉加呢？
Raka mean you are rubbish.
拉加就是说你是个垃圾。
Have you ever said someone you are rubbish?
你有没有说人家是没用的东西呢？
You're brainless.
你是无用的。
And then if someone told his brother, "Moron,"
凡骂弟兄是魔力的。
Moron mean you are stupid.
魔力就是说你是个笨蛋。
Wow, look at this language. Jesus said, if you say this kind of thing, you're already just like using a knife in words to kill someone spiritually.
这里耶稣说，如果我们骂弟兄是这样的话，我们就已经好像拿刀去伤人了。
Now, if you say this, you cannot escape the fire, the hell fire, the danger in the hell fire.
而且如果我们这样做，就难免地狱的火。
Oh, that Jesus make this standard even higher.
所以主耶稣把这个标准提得更高了。
I know it's not easy. You may complain, wow, then now from now on, I cannot say someone stupid, right?
所以
stupid, you cannot say this. Otherwise, hellfire waiting.
所以我们现在心里可能会觉得这个很难吧？我们连骂人家笨蛋都不行。
Yes, it's not easy.
是的，这不容易。
But Jesus challenged us to deal with the hatred, anger from inside.
可是主耶稣要我们来对付我们内心的仇恨。
Yeah, maybe somebody offended you.
是的，可能有人得罪了你。
Maybe he looks stupid, he acts stupid, but you cannot say he is stupid.
可能他的做法真的非常的愚昧，可是你不能骂他。
Let's say if you are driving, somebody is so stupid, cut your line, forget to signal light, or slam the brake, you almost hit him, right?
那我们说，譬如说我们开车的时候，前面有一台车没打灯，他就闯进了你的线。
I think automatically, without something listening, especially when somebody nobody beside you, you start to say something, right?
可能如果这时候在车上有人跟你聊天，你就会停止不说话了。
Or you start to shout something.
你可能开始骂人。
I don't want to say it here, right? You know what I mean.
你们都知道我们那时候会说什么。
However, we have to change our mind.
可是那时候我们应该要更改自己的想法。
In your heart, we say Hallelujah, praise God, please help me to calm me down.
在心里，我们应该要说 Hallelujah, 求神能够抚平我的心。
Help me to control my tongue.
帮我控制我的舌头。
Oh, when you are dealing with your brother and sister at home or colleagues,
或者是你跟你的兄弟姐妹或是你的同事在一起。
When you start to get really angry, you try to start to shout to someone.
当你很生气的时候，开始要骂人。
Oh, control our anger, control our hatred.
这时候就要提醒自己要控制怒气。
Because if I don't control it, it can become out of control.
如果不控制自己，可能就会难以收拾。
So thou shalt not kill.
所以这里说不可杀人。
But Jesus make it even better for us, higher for us that we should control our hatred, remove it from our heart.
可是主耶稣给我们更高的标准，要我们去控制自己的怒气。
Now, brother and sister, if we can start practicing, our life will be different.
那弟兄姐妹，如果我们可以真的去改变自己的话，我们的生命就会变得不同。
Actually, do you know what? If you're always shouting at people, always cursing, actually you have high blood pressure very easily.
当你常常都骂人的话，你的血压肯定很高。
If you're always shouting at people, you will not be happy.
当你常常骂人的话，你的人生肯定也不快乐。
Because this is how God make our minds work.
因为这是神在设计我们的大脑。
If you always praise God, thankful word, our heart will be so peaceful.
如果你常常讲出正面的话，鼓励、赞美，那你的心就会常常保持平静。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5.
我们来看《生命记》第五章。
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 18.
生命记第五章第十八节，不可奸淫。
Now, this is the seventh commandment.
这是第七戒。
This is about how to safeguard the fundamentals of marriage.
这是要如何帮我们的婚姻设立防线。
Because human society all make a family.
因为人类的社会里面都是由家庭组成的。
The core of the family is marriage.
那家庭的核心就是婚姻。
Marriage affects three generations.
那婚姻也会影响到三代。
Which three?
哪三代？
Your own generation.
你自己这一代。
If a marriage is happy, good, then you both will be happy.
如果你的婚姻是美满的，你们两个人都会很开心。
Your marriage affects the second generation is your children.
你的婚姻会影响到的另外一代就是你的孩子。
If your marriage is very strong,faithful, and your children will grow up very stable.
如果你的婚姻是非常稳固的，你的孩子也会非常快乐的长大。
Marriage also affects your father, your parents, the third generation.
你的婚姻也会影响到另外一代，就是你的父母亲。
Because if you cannot be in one with your spouse, you cannot take care of your parents very well.
因为如果你跟你的另外一半没有办法好好在一起，你就不会好好照顾你的父母。
So marriage affects three generations.
所以婚姻会影响三代人。
But marriageThere's a killer of the marriage.
可是有一个杀手，婚姻的杀手。
Is infidelity, 不忠啊。
就是不忠。
That means if one side of the marriage break the marriage vow.
就是如果有一方他破坏了婚约。
That is to have extramarital sexual relationship with anyone outside marriage.
就是他在婚他有婚外情。
That everything will be destroyed.
那什么东西都会被毁掉。
First of all, the trust between husband and wife will be destroyed.
第一，夫妻之间的信任就没有了。
And when the trust is there, the love will disappear.
当信任不在，爱情也不在了。
And when the marriage bond is broken, the children also affected.
当你的婚姻一旦破裂，你的孩子也会受影响。
Human being, we have unlimited desires.
人类总是有无止境的欲望。
Yes, our eyes give us desire, our hearts give us desire.
是的，我们眼睛、我们的心都会有无穷的欲望。
If we are driven by our desire, our marriage will be broken very soon.
如果我们跟从自己的欲望来走，我们的婚姻很快就会破裂。
However, the Bible tells us how to safeguard your marriage, your children, even your future, your everlasting life.
这里圣经就教我们要如何帮我们的婚姻，甚至我们的信仰、我们的子女设立防线。
We have to keep our mind, our body, our soul, and also keep ourselves from adultery.
我们需要从身心灵各方面来防止犯奸淫。
Of course, before we get married, we advise, we tell all the young people, save it until marriage. Before marriage, do not engage in sexual activity.
当然，我们也是常常鼓励婚前的青年，在他们还没有结婚之前，要保守圣洁。
Because nowadays the society they don't really care.
因为现在的社会，他们都很开放。
They think that sexual relationship is just like any social activity, just like having fun.
他们觉得性关系是很好玩的，是很随便的。
But they do not know actually sexual relationship actually directly connect you the person to the soul, the heart.
他们并不知道性关系会直接影响到连接到你的灵魂。
If a young person before getting married keep having relationship with different people,
如果一个青年他在婚前不断地跟不同人发生性行为，
actually their marriage bond in the future will not be strong.
那当他以后真的进入婚姻之后，这个婚姻也不会很坚固。
They can give up any easily because they can change spouse.
他们可以随时更换配偶，因为他们觉得这段关系不是那么重要。
In the Western society, nowadays youngsters start having sex when they are 12, 13, 14 years old, very early.
在西方社会里，孩子们常常都是十二三岁就开始他们的性关系。
They think that the body belongs to themselves.
他们觉得身体是属于自己的。
Even the school teach them the same.
甚至学校也是这么教。
They don't teach the Bible anymore.
他们再也不教圣经了。
Yeah, they have liberal way. They do whatever they want because to make their body happy.
是的，他们只想要从自己的身体上得到快乐，他们不管别的。
But the most recent statistic, most recent psychological report tell us.
可是越来越多的心理报告告诉我们。
A lot of youngsters living in this liberal age, they have a very sexual liberal attitude.
现在的年轻人，他们活在一个性开放的年代。
A lot of them actually fell into depression.
很多的年轻人已经掉入忧郁的陷阱里了。
Because according to God, you have to wait until you get married and have sex in marriage so that you can get fulfillment in your heart.
因为从圣经的教导，我们知道性是在婚姻里面最美好的礼物。
But if a young person too early use this gift which is given in marriage,
可是如果现在的年轻人在还没有进入婚姻就打开这个礼物的话，
their heart connect to anyone and disconnect, connect, disconnect, connect, disconnect. They get confused.
他们跟很多人建立的关系又拆毁，又建立又拆毁，他们的心就开始混乱。
And their hearts become very frustrated, very empty.
他们心就会变得很空虚，很混乱。
That also affect in the future how they view marriage.
那这个也会影响到他以后对于自己的婚姻是如何看待的。
They can really give up very easily.
他们可以很容易就放弃。
So that's why Bible tells us it's true.
所以这就是圣经告诉我们的。
Yeah, before you get married, you hold on, you wait.
在婚姻之前。你要好好保守自己的圣洁。
And then after you get married, you stay faithful to your spouse.
那在进入婚姻之后，你要对自己的另外一半很忠实。
You know, nowadays there's a lot of temptation.
我们知道现在外面有很多的诱惑。
Yeah, even though you are married, nowadays people don't really care.
就算你已经结婚了，人家也不怎么在乎。
In the past, if people tempt you, right, in the workplace, they say, oh, I'm married. They say, yeah, no. In the past, people leave you alone.
在以前的社会，可能是有人要来诱惑你，你跟对方表明说我已经结婚了，对方就走开。
There was a pastor told me one experience.
有一个传道这么告诉我。
Right. Oh, he was one time going to play golf together with a friend.
有一次，他跟一个朋友去打高尔夫球。
And then there's some girls looking around at him.
那有一些女孩就来靠近他。
This pastor looking standing tall, handsome.
这位传道长得又高又帅
，much more than me，
比我还要更高更帅。
Sometimes too handsome is not very good.、
有时候太帅也不好。
So that girls, those girls checking on him.
所以那些女孩就来靠近
，asking his phone number，
跟这位传道要他的电话。
He said, "Why you ask my phone number?"
他说，为什么你要我的电话
？The girl said, "You're cute."
他说，因为你很可爱。
And the pastor said, "No, no, no, I cannot give it to you."
这个传道说，我不能给你我电话。
The girls asked why.
那这些女孩就说为什么
？The pastor said, "I'm a pastor in the church."
这个传道说我是一个传道。
They don't believe. The girl doesn't believe. They say, oh, don't kidding. If you don't want to give me, right, it's fine. Don't make this excuse.
那些女孩不相信，她就说你不想给我就算了，还编造这个谎话。
Nowadays people have no shame. They just don't care. Even you tell them you are pastor or you show them the ring, they say they don't mind.
这些女孩她们就是现代的人，她们已经不在乎你是一个传道或是你已婚。
In the past, if you told them you are married, they will back off.
以前的时代，可能你告诉她们你结婚了，她们就会走开。
Now you tell them you are married, they say, don't worry, I am married too.
现在的时代是你告诉她你已婚，她说不用担心，我也已婚。
Especially if you are not happy in your marriage, I am not happy in your marriage, and that is...A very dangerous situation.
特别是当你在婚姻里得不到满足，对方也是一样，这就很危险了。
Well, nowadays a lot of married couple, actually because of career or children education, they live in different cities. They live very far away.
现在有很多夫妻都是分开居住的，可能因为家庭的经济关系或是孩子教育的关系。
That temptation is so easy to come and break the marriage.
那这样的诱惑就很容易进入他们的婚姻里。
Because the devil knows the easiest way to destroy a person is to throw his.Sexual temptation.
那因为魔鬼他很清楚知道，你要破坏一个人的信仰，很容易就是从他的性关系里面来破坏。
Because nowadays, if you tempt you to eat something to break God's commandment, it's very difficult, right?
因为现在他如果是用吃的食物方面来破坏你跟神的关系，那是不太可能的。
Well, nowadays nobody eat any food sacrificed to idols.
现在我们很少有机会可以吃到那些祭拜过偶像的东西。
But sexual relationship is very difficult to say no.
可是对于性诱惑是非常困难的。
And sometimes it's not about the sexual relationship, it's the mind, the mindset, the mental, the 感情的情感 emotional.
有时候并不是从身体的出轨开始，而是从情感的出轨开始。
You're not attracted to the person at the first sight.
当然你不会对对方一见钟情。
However, because you spend so much time together, talking day and night, you know.
可是你可能花很多时间跟对方说话、谈心。
Your heart started to go astray.
你的心开始偏了。
And then at the end, you know, committed the seventh commandment.
那最后可能就犯下这第七戒。
When you commit the seventh commandment,
当你犯了第七戒，
you yourself suffer.
你自己就是受苦的。
Your marriage suffer.
你婚姻也受苦。
Your children suffer.
你的孩子也受苦。
Your salvation also suffer.
你的救恩也受苦了。
So that's why we have to be very careful.
所以我们为什么要非常小心？
We ask the Lord every day, keep our heart, keep our heart.
求神能够每天都保守我们的心。
Yes, there are many opposite sex.
是的，有很多异性。
However, our heart will keep it for our spouse.
可是我们的心要保守在我们的另外一半身上。
And also control our eyes.
而且我们也要控制我们的眼睛。
Let's turn to Matthew. Jesus talked about how we do this commandment nowadays.
我们现在来看主耶稣教我们如何在马太福音告诉我们的。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 27.
马太福音第五章二十七节。
Matthew 5:27.
马太福音五章二十七节，你们听见有话说不可奸淫。
28.
二十八，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
Now, when the Ten Commandments was given, people only focus on the action. Don't sleep with other people, right? Don't have sexual relationship with other people.
当人们收到这十诫的时候，那时候专注就是在于我们的身体，不可以去做这件事情。
Because people think committing adultery means physically you have sexual relationship with other people.
因为人们觉得不可奸淫，就是说我不要跟另外一个人睡在一起就没问题了。
However, Jesus wanted to make this standard even higher.
可是主耶稣也把这个道理升华了。
This means to prevent this from happening.
他是说教我们如何预防这件事。
How do you prevent this from happening from the beginning?
当你从一开始就来预防它，要怎么做呢？
From your eyes.
从你的眼睛开始。
If you don't even dare to look at someone who is not your spouse in the way, then you can be this is safer.
当你不敢去看除了你的另外一半之外的人的身体，你就比较可以胜过这一个。
He said, "Do not have lustful thoughts. If you have look at a woman lustfully, your heart already commit adultery."
主耶稣说，凡看见妇女动淫念，这人已经与她犯奸淫。
So that's why we have to start from our heart.
所以我们要从我们的心开始。
And start from our eyes.
从眼睛开始。
If you can control your heart, you can control your. If you can control your eyes, you can control your heart.
如果你可以控制你的眼睛，就可以控制你的心。
If you can control your heart, you can control your body.
如果你可以控制你的心，就可以控制你的身体。
These are all linked together.
这全部都是串在一起的。
However, nowadays, because of the internet, high speed, and then the pornography was too common.
可是现在我们知道网络色情是非常的普遍。
The devil used this to harm a lot of Christians.
魔鬼用这一点来害很多的基督徒。
I look at a report.
我看到一个报告。
It's not from our church, but from outside all the denomination, the survey.
不是我们教会，是别的教派所做的民调。
They survey a lot of Christians.Be honestly, right? Did you use porn? Do you have the habit of viewing porn?
他们让很多基督徒来做民调，做这个调查，说你诚实的说，你是不是有看这个网络色情
？And the result they get back.
然后最后收到报告。
Compared to the general society, the percentage of people who view porn.
这个基督徒的这一份报告与这个市面上社会里面的
百分比。Actually, surprisingly, the Christian who are secretly viewing porn, the percentage is very similar to unbeliever.
基督徒偷看网络色情跟这个社会上偷看网络色情的人基本上百分比是相同的。
This is very strikingly alarming.
这是非常惊人的数字。
Because nowadays people have their own device, have cell phone or iPad, you can watch anything. Nobody know what you're watching.
因为现在人有自己的电子产品，所以他们可以很轻易的就可以上网。
But if you do not careful, you're not controlling your eyes.
可是如果你没有控制自己的眼睛
，Your marriage will be harmed, will be broken.
那你的婚姻就会被破裂了。
And your relationship with God also broken.
你与神的关系也会破裂。
If you watch all those things online, unedifying things.
如果你常常看这一些不造就的东西
，When you kneel down to pray, you close your eyes. How can you focus?
当你跪下来祷告的时候，你如何能够专心呢
？Right, your heart is already dirty.
你的心已经被弄脏了。
So that's why we have to ask God to keep our heart.
所以我们要求神能够保守我们的心。
Keep our eyes.
我们要保守自己的眼睛。
And stay faithful to our spouse.
我们要对自己的另外一半忠实。
That is the key to receive blessing.
那是一个能够得到蒙福的秘诀。
Yeah, sometimes it takes a lot of struggle, courage.
有时候我们常常在挣扎。
And if we are already making mistake, starting to go forward, we have to make the courage to come back and don't go no more.
如果我们已经做错了，那我们要告诉自己，我可以往回头走的。
When there's still time, I must come back.
当我还有时间，我还活着，我就要往回走。
Don't wait until it's too late.
不要等到太晚的那一天。
Oh, let's turn back to Deuteronomy 5.
我们再翻回《生命记》第五章。
Verse 19.
第十九节
5 verse 19 the 8th commandment
第八戒
thou shall not steal
不可偷盗
okay this is another challenging one too
这是另外一个很挑战性的东西
what does it mean stealing
什么是偷盗
stealing is to take in the things which does not belong to you
偷盗就是你拿了不属于你的东西
whether it is a small thing just a piece of paper or a pen or a millions dollar account from the company
不管是一支笔、一张纸，或者是你公司里面的公款
yeah, ，Sometimes we dare not to steal big。
有时候我们不敢对大的东西下手。
But sometimes we steal small。
可是我们有时候会拿人家的小东西。
Right, there was a story goes like this。
有一个小故事是这样说的。
One day, the boy, one of the teacher called a parent to come back to school。
有一天，家长接到老师的电话到学校。
And the parent go back, oh, rushing back to the school.
当父母赶到学校的时候。
The daddy go there.
那个爸爸赶到学校的时候。
Asking the parent, what's happened with my son?
他问老师说，我儿子怎么啦
？Oh, the son is sitting there, the teacher there, the parent there, the father is there.
那里有老师，还有他的孩子。
The teacher said, your son today he stole, a pen from his classmate.
老师说今天你的儿子从同学那里偷了一支笔。
So that's why I call you to come here.
为什么我今天叫你来就是这个原因。
The father was very angry.
父亲非常的生气。
Scold his son in front of the teacher.
他在老师面前骂了他自己的孩子。
How dare you? Why you steal things from other people?
你怎么可以偷别人的东西呢
？Right. If you need pen, I can take a lot of pen from my company and give it to you.
你如果要笔，你就告诉我，我从公司多带几支回来嘛。
Do you get the joke? Yeah, actually, sometimes we take small things.
所以有的时候我们自己拿了小东西。
In the old days, in the airline, when they still have a lot of utensils made from steels.
当以前坐飞机的时候，我们是可以
拿很多那种
拿很多免费的
餐具。
餐具。
Actually, you cannot take it. It's for you to use it.
其实那不是给你拿的，那是让你用的。
That was before 9/11. Nowadays, everything plastic. Nothing good to take. disposable.
以前在美国发生911事件之前
，but they give you good utensil.
哦，他那时候会给乘客很好的餐具来使用。
Knife, no spoon.
或者是刀叉。
A lot of people all help themselves after using it, take it home.
很多人都是会下飞机的时候顺手就带回家。
So when you go home, you can see, wow, I have Cathay Pacific, Air Canada, you know, Korean Air, all the utensils, all the things from the airline.
所以有的人家里抽屉一拉开，有各个不同航空公司的餐具。
Yeah, sometimes you think that they are small things.
有时候我们会觉得这只是小东西。
But those things doesn't belong to us.
不过那些东西并不属于我们。
But sometimes we have this greediness.
可是我们心中就有这样小小的贪心。
So we have to be very careful.
所以我们要非常小心。
Here said, "Do not steal."
这里说不可偷盗。
Do not take the things that does not belong to you.
不要拿这些不属于自己的东西。
Even for government benefit, it's the same.
就算政府的福利也是一样。
If you are entitled to it, you really, according to the requirement, you can apply.
如果你是符合这个申请条件，你是可以去申请的。
But if you do not have this requirement,
不过如果你不符合的话
，you lie to the government.
你就是为了说谎能够拿到。
You also steal from the government.
你就是偷政府的钱。
Even though in a short term you may have advantage.
可能在短期之内你是得到利益的。
But in the long term, God will not bless you.
可是长期来说，神是不会祝福的。
If God do not bless you, you suffer even more.
如果神不祝福的话，我们就受更多的苦。
So we should not steal.
所以我们不应该偷盗。
Let's turn back chapter 5, Deuteronomy chapter 5.
我们再看回来《生命记》第五章。
Verse 20.
第二十节。不可作假见证陷害人。
This is basically tell us do not lie.
这是告诉我们不可说谎。
Now this is not easy. We used to lie.
那我们人是很常会说谎的。
How many of us has never lied before? Raise a hand.
这里有人是从来没说过谎的吗
？Anyone?
有，请举手。
No.
没有。
Oh, thank God. Because if you raise a hand, you lie another time immediately.
感谢神，如果你举手，就表示你又说一次谎了。
Because we all lie.
因为我们都说过谎。
From the time we start speaking, we already start to lie.
当我们小小的开始说话之后，我们就开始说谎了。
Because this is our sinful nature.
因为这是我们的罪性。
But being a child of God, we have to confront our sinful nature.
可是呢，身为神的儿女，我们应该战胜自己的罪性。
We have to ask God to help us to be honest as much as we can.
我们应该求神帮助我们，我们要尽我们所能的来说实话。
Because if you make one lie, you have to make another lie to cover it.
因为当你开始了第一个谎言，你必须再说第二个来掩盖它。
You know, sometimes some lie doesn't harm anything, right?
当然，有一些时候，有些谎言是没什么，无伤大雅的。
But if you choose used to do it, making it a habit.
不过，当你选择这么做了之后，它就变成一个习惯。
Then in the future, when the big things, you also tend to lie.
当以后发生大事的时候，你很自然就说谎了。
So starting from small things, try to be honest.
所以我们试试看能不能从小事开始，我们就说实话。
And then the last one.
那我们来看最后一节。
Verse 21.
第二十一节。不可贪恋人的妻子，也不可贪渎人的房屋、田地、仆婢、牛、驴，并他一切所有的。
Now, this is also very important to keep people relationship.
这个也是与人之间一个很重要的关系。
He said, do not covet people's wife, neighbor's house, field, or servant, anything.
这里说不可贪恋人一切的东西。
This means your heart should not be greedy.
就是说我们人不要贪心。
Now, if you have greedy heart, your heart is not happy.
如果你常常有一颗贪心，那你就不会快乐。
You always try to say, hey, why I'm so lacking compared to other people, I'm inferior.
你就会常常比较说，为什么我都没有这些东西，别人什么都有。
Your heart will not be satisfied, your heart will be peaceful.
你的心就不会平静安稳。
So we have to deal with our heart.
所以我们应该来检视自己的心。
Whatever God has given me, thank God.
不管神给我什么，感谢神。
I have a house, thank God. I don't have to be big. I don't have to compare to other people.
我已经有一个地方可以住了，我就不用跟别人比较。
I don't have to compare.
我不要跟人比较。
If you want to compare, let me bring you to Africa next week, and then we can compare together.
如果你想要比较的话， right. 下个礼拜跟我去非洲，我们一起来做比较。
If you are very unhappy about what you have,
如果你对于你现在所拥有的一切不满足的话，
follow me to Liberia 2 weeks.
下个礼拜跟我一起去赖比瑞亚。
I will show you how the member live there.
我会给你看那边的弟兄姐妹是如何生活的。
Yeah, of course. If you compare to other people, oh, sometimes you think you're not as good.
当然，你有时候看看身边的人，你会觉得说我过得不够好。
But count our blessing.
可是我们要数算恩典。
Whatever God given to me.
不管神今天给我什么。
Whether it's wife, husband, or land, or house, or anything, servant, anything, your children, even children.
不管是我们的妻子、孩子，或者是房屋、田地
，right, including our children，
包括我们的孩子。
Sometimes people convert other people's children。
有些人喜欢跟别人比孩子。
Wow, I tell their children, hey, look at this, right? Look at other people's children. If you are like him, you'll be good. I'll be happy.
会告诉自己的孩子说：“你看看别人家的孩子，你如果像他那样就好了。”
This kind of thing we should not say anymore.
父母，我们不应该再说这样的话。
Whatever God given you may not be the best.
或者神给你的并不是最好的。
But whatever God has given you is the most suitable for you.
神给你的是最适合你的。
We should thank God whatever God given to us.
你应该要感谢神，不管神赐给我们什么。
So if this kind of thankful attitude, we have good relationship with anyone.
所以如果我们常常抱着感恩的心，我们就会与人有很好的关系。
So Ten Commandment, blessing, key to blessing.
所以十诫就是蒙福之道。
Let's sing him.
我们一起来唱诗。
327.
327首。